Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The 70th birthday of Israel is tangible evidence that Bible prophecy has been fulfilled. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad will come to this broadcast table and give us details about how this all came together, a fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the first Zionist Congress, Theodore Herzl, the Balfour Declaration, and the Partition Plan. Just give us insight as to how these led up to the announcement of the Jewish state.
Jimmy, the dream of the return to Zion, as any Bible-reading person knows, is central to the Jewish people's existence. We did it coming back from the Babylonian exile, and anybody who reads Jewish literature after the Second Temple was destroyed, or any of the prophetic messages from Isaiah, from Jeremiah, Ezekiel, etc., know that the return to the land is essential to Jewish national belief and identity. And so that was always with us. However, having lost political power and sovereignty in the land of Israel, Jews returning, but as individuals or very small groups, or trying to stay in the land as much as possible. So the 1897 date, which you asked me about, is the first political convocation of representative Jews from over 24 countries who came together in Basel in Switzerland, heeding the call of a man by the name of Theodor Herzl. The Balfour Declaration, 1917, was the recognition of one of the greatest power, basically, at that time, Great Britain, by Lord Balfour, the Foreign Secretary. So that gave us the first real diplomatic or universal diplomatic recognition, which was confirmed by the League of Nations. And then, as you said, the Partition Plan and the State of Israel, as I opened up, was declared on the 14th of May, the 5th of the Hebrew month of Iyar.
Winky Madad with the details behind the 70th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The greatest evidence that we are living in the last days is the modern-day State of Israel. This Jewish state was promised to the Jewish people by God and foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets. The prophet Ezekiel wrote of this in Ezekiel chapters 34 to 37. Ezekiel 34, God says 18 times that he will find the Jews, bring them from wherever they are into the land of their forefathers. And Ezekiel chapter 36 talks about the land that God has promised to give the Jewish people. Ezekiel 37 gives the procedure by which the Jews will return to the promised land. And one final note, Ezekiel 36:22, the Lord says that he does this, not for the Jewish people, but for his holy name's sake. Israel at 70, tangible evidence that God fulfills Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...